This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Reading Nehemiah 13 could be quite discouraging for anyone in leadership, especially one who has been successful with others in accomplishing a significant task. I've always considered Nehemiah to be one of the best examples of successful leadership. To see how fast the people compromised after Nehemiah left Jerusalem is discouraging to any leader. Did they not learn in the process of building the wall around Jerusalem what it takes to succeed? Dedication, prayer, concern for the welfare of those around you, and seeking to obey and glorify God in everything? Why would they so soon compromise themselves? A sad reality is this: people are more prone to stand firm when under strong leadership, but desert their commitments when leadership is gone. What did Nehemiah fail to instill within them so they could not stand firm once he left? Can you think of anything in your reading of Nehemiah? Remember, they experienced a moving revival not too long before. To me, what this illustrates is that any kind of discipleship, no matter how well implemented, cannot guarantee the disciple will be faithful once on their own. It also illustrates all of us need ongoing fellowship that includes holding each other accountable. Short of this, people need a strong leader who is willing to crack the whip when necessary to keep their followers true to their commitments. This is sobering, especially for me and others who are in positions of leadership. We need to encourage those we disciple to find faithful friends who will encourage and hold them accountable. Well, if you don't have a Bible so that you can follow along with us, I'd like to send you one. Just write me, Lud Golds, Novelty, Ohio, 44072.